WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Now, I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this: the result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Ah, yes, the Raw Post Show is live. We're here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
We're here. We're live. It is the season finale of Monday Night Raw. It is the tail end of the draft, because in about 30 minutes, it's going to be over, guys, and we're going to have brand new-ish rosters on Raw and SmackDown. And I say ish because we're kind of going to get into the picks a little bit. We're going to break it down fully for you on the rack this Thursday night. Tim P. Meester right here on WildTalkRadio.com. But yeah, so things happened. People moved. Stories got changed, discontinued, or continued, depending on how you looked at it. And I mean, overall, this was a really good, entertaining show.
All right. We're going to break down. We're going to tell you now who went where tonight. Then we'll get into the meat and potatoes of what happened on the show. All right. Round number one. The Fiend Bray Wyatt comes to Monday Night Raw.
Yes. I'm so happy. I finally get to see him sober. I'm just thrilled about that. Because no, y'all don't understand. Like, I was really happy he got drafted to SmackDown until they put SmackDown on fucking Friday. And then I go to family dinner on Fridays where we go have Mexican food and get wasted. And then once I'm sober-ish, I come home and I watch SmackDown, which is usually like 11 o'clock at night. So the fact that I haven't been able to watch SmackDown live since it moved to Fridays, I haven't been able to see Bray live-ish through my TV since it went to Fridays, has sucked. So the fact that he is now on Monday nights and I can see him on Monday night live makes me very, very happy.
Okay, can I continue with round one?
Yes, I just had to get that out.
Okay, I know you did. I'm just giving you crap. Bayley to SmackDown, Randy Orton to Raw, the Street Profits, SmackDown, Charlotte Flair to Raw.
It's really interesting they drafted Charlotte. Really interesting.
Not really. She's coming back soon.
Probably. Well, that's what I'm kind of wondering is if she's on her way back.
Probably. Round number two, Braun Strowman to Raw. Stephanie got her shot in at the B-plus player, Daniel Bryan to SmackDown. Him going that high means he's coming back soon, too.
Yeah.
Matt Riddle to Raw. Bro.
Interesting they split him and Seth up.
Kevin Owens to SmackDown. Jeffrey Nero Hardy to Monday Night Raw. Retribution in round three to Raw. Lars Sullivan to SmackDown. Keith Lee to Raw. King Corbin to SmackDown. Alexa Bliss to Monday Night Raw.
So that's going on.
Saints just tied the ballgame. Elias returns to Monday Night Raw is round number four. Sami Zayn to stays on SmackDown. Lacey to Raw. Cesaro and Shinsuke to stay on SmackDown. Sheamus comes to Monday Night Raw. Round number four. And round number five, Nikki Cross to Raw. Ziggler and Rude to SmackDown. R-Truth stays on Raw. Apollo Crews goes to SmackDown. Finally, after 5 months, he will fight someone new.
Yay!
Dama Kato is now officially part of Raw. You know, Shane's best friend, according to Stephanie.
So that means Raw Underground's done.
Round number 6, Titus O'Neil to Raw. Carmella stays on SmackDown. Payton stays on Raw. Aleister Black moves to SmackDown. And the ninja himself, Akira Tozawa, stays on Monday Night Raw.
It's interesting that Black's going to SmackDown with Kevin, so they're obviously going to continue that program. I'm very sad that they're not going to continue Kevin and Bray, but they've set it up for down the road if they need to, which is fine, but I would really love to see a feud between Kevin and Bray. But again, Bray Wyatt's on Raw. Let us all praise the holy tomato for the fact that Bray Wyatt is on Raw. Thank God.
So we'll do a full breakdown of the draft Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern.
What's interesting is I don't believe Zelina Vega has been drafted, and I don't believe Andrade has been drafted.
Neither one has been drafted as of yet.
Angel Garza is on Raw? Or did he go to SmackDown?
Angel Garza is on Raw.
So we'll have to see if, seeing as, let's just talk about it, Zelina Vega and Andrade seemingly are back together or on the mend because, well, Angel and Andrade had a little tiff. They fought. Angel, I believe, got sent packing.
What, in the match? Angel won the match.
Angel won the match, but he got sent
packing. Oh, the tiff. Oh, yeah, the tiff. Yeah, he got separated.
Yeah, so
then they had a match tonight, which Angel won. Angel won, but he looked very banged up. His leg was taped, fully taped. So he's working through the torn hamstring or torn groin or whatever. So as he left the ring, Zelina was on commentary, and they made one thing mentioned. On commentary, they mentioned Alexa Bliss's name.
They summoned her.
So lights go out, and you think, oh, it's the Fiend. Oh, no. It's Alexa Bliss doing the pose in the corner. And then the Fiend gets in the ring as well, and they hit Andrade and Zelina Vega with double sister Abigail's.
What I really liked about this was Zelina's celibate, because she's like, after Angel beats up Andrade, she's checking on him, she's making sure he's okay, and all of a sudden the lights go out and she's like, oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts like shaking Andrade. She's like, you gotta get up, like right now, you gotta get up. And then like everything goes dark and then the lights come up red and there's Alexa doing the back bend, and both of them are like, what in the absolute hell is going on? And then the camera pans over and there's the Fiend standing behind Andrade and Zelina. And all I have to say is the couple that murders together stays together? I don't know, but they had some fun, and she was giving him that something-something look after...
That you're gonna get some look.
Yeah, after, like, she enjoyed herself look after, after they took down Zelina and Andrade. So this pairing continues to be very interesting. I'm not quite sure who's driving yet, and I'm okay with that, because somehow I really want to believe that they're in control of each other and they're both driving this. And Alexa is 1,000% a willing participant in all of this. And she hasn't been brainwashed like what everybody says, that she's like, you know what? I'm going to give into this because this feels good. This is fun. I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to have a good time. And honestly, with the Fiend by her side, she's virtually unstoppable.
It's a power couple that can just dominate Monday Night Raw.
I mean, this is going to get really, really interesting. I'm very curious to see where this goes. So, yeah, this was good. This was awesome.
On this show, as we mentioned, the Street Profits, the Raw Tag Team Champions, were drafted to SmackDown. On SmackDown, the new WWE SmackDown Tag Team Champions, the New Day's Woods and Kingston, were drafted to Raw. So, what do? They just swap belts.
I'm not sure if I'm a fan of that.
Wikipedia is going to be so mad at this because the record books are all screwed up now.
I'm just not sure I'm okay with this, because, like, why would you... I mean, obviously they knew that they were sending the Street Profits to SmackDown, which is why they sent New Day to Raw.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want the previous tag team champions, which were, I believe, Cesaro and...
Nakamura
to go to Raw. So they put it on New Day and sent them over. My whole thing with this is like, wouldn't it have been better to vacate both titles and then you have a tourney to determine who the new champions are?
In a way, but they want to keep the Street Profits reign going since they've had them since WrestleMania.
Yeah, I guess, but it's like you could always have them win them back.
But I don't know. It's weird. The problem was years ago, they were the WWE Tag Team Champions and the World Tag Team Champions when they did the brand extension. So they could just flip-flop. It didn't matter what color the straps were.
Yeah, red has to stay with red and blue has to stay with blue, which was even more confusing as to why they did what they did. Because it's like, well, but I get you wanted to get Woods and Kofi away from E so they can have, so E can be pushed as a single star. That's fine. But like, again, why did you put the titles on them? Why didn't you have, and I guess they're trying to keep the streak going like you said, but it's like, why didn't you have New Day beat Street Profits for the titles, win the Raw belts, and then they go to SmackDown and the Street Profits win the titles off of Nakamura and Cesaro, and then they pick right back up where they left off with a minimum of interruption. Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, I get what they did, I understand what they did, and I appreciate the reasoning, but it's just like, that's seemingly unfair in a lot of ways that you just had them trade titles, right? Because yeah, technically the Street Profits aren't the SmackDown Tag Team Champions, and technically the New Day are not the Raw Tag Team Champions.
But they are, because that's what happens, and now, by the way, New Day retained over Ziggler and Roode on the show.
Which is fine, so that side sorts it out, and they can probably sort it out with Street Profits on Friday, but like, again, it's just like, okay, but technically New Day were the SmackDown Tag Team Champions. They got drafted. That doesn't mean that they auto get the Raw titles when they go to Raw. But if the Raw champions then go to SmackDown, like, that's not how that should work. Like, that
it's
should
not,
be.
But that's how they did it. It's weird.
Because it's like, I think what they did is they kind of wrote themselves into a corner a little bit, even though it was an intentional corner, because for any other title, with the exception of the women's, I think, the women's and the tags are the only two that really can't switch shows. Everything else is completely fluid in terms of going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Because all they really have to do is change the straps.
And
even then,
they don't even have to, because the other belts are black.
The SmackDown one's blue.
Oh,
SmackDown
Universal. Yeah, blue. Universal's. Yeah, Universal can change color straps again.
Yeah, but...
But I was more talking about IC and US, they're black straps.
Yeah, those are black straps. But it's like, those titles can all move around and they can be swapped and you don't have to worry about it with the tag titles. It's like, this was just a little confusing. It's not bad. It's not terrible. It was just like, well, wait, hold on a second. And then on top of it, we're getting deprived of the New Day and the Street Profits feuding over tag titles together. Can you just imagine? Good Lord.
Okay.
Why?
Survivor Series. I told you that. Survivor.
I don't want to wait that long.
It's 1 month.
It's too long.
Got some news. We got some breaking news.
What?
Monday Night Raw, round number 7, they get Lana. Natty is headed to SmackDown. Riddick Moss is headed to Raw. The Riot Squad are headed to SmackDown. And Arturo Ruiz is headed to Monday Night Raw.
Well, we know who Davakato is fighting. On two fronts. But yeah, this was fine. Like, there was nothing wrong with this. It's just, to me, it's like, that's just really, why would you do that? Just, why would you do it like that? I don't understand.
By the way, Chargers just missed the field goal to win the game and bounced off the uprights. Now
they doinked it?
He doinked it. Now they're going to overtime.
Free football!
Free football. So, yeah, that's all that. That's the whole tag situation. All right, chat, I need you to do me a favor, because I can't officially say anything just yet. But you can look down below on the panels at twitch.tv/WTLive. Click that button and do the thing and use whatever's written on that panel. Smile. Anyway, back to Monday Night Raw.
Please do the thing.
More details to come. We had Kevin Owens and Aleister Black in a no disqualification match. They beat the hell out of each other.
God, this was so good. This was so good. And you're sitting there and you're kind of like, and this was post being getting drafted to Raw. So you're like, is Bray going to show up here? Is he not going to show up here? Like, what's going on with this? And when Bray didn't show up, it's like, they're not going to continue the Kevin Bray stuff. Damn it.
No, they're not. Kevin got the win, which I thought, okay, that would split these two up. But as we mentioned, they're both on the same show again. So there's that.
So at some point, they may be putting Kevin and Sammy back together. Which, that's fine. It's been a nice long time since they've been together, so we've had a good break from it. And even if they don't, there's the potential that they could do it, and I think that's one of the reasons why.
Miz TV, featuring Dana Brooke and Mandy Rose as guests, and they went on about, you know, can Dana trust Mandy as her partner, and yada yada yada, because what happened with Sonya, blah blah blah. Mandy's like, may the best woman win, simple as that. Then Natty and Lana came out. Nice. And Lana, she and Lana are in, also in the Battle Royale, but no one wants to interview them. And Mandy told Lana if she spent more spent less time on TikTok and more time training in the ring, she might be able to win a match.
Oh.
Ooh. Lana boasted about being a big social media star. So Natty and Mandy started brawling, and then Lana and Dana started brawling, and we went to break. Ms. TV continued. John Morrison was the guest. They were just talking about the dirt sheet, and then Lars Sullivan showed up. Lars chased Miz tried to escape, and, well, didn't go so well, and Lars beat up John Morrison.
So, for the ladies, I'm going to say this. I mean, no offense when I say this, but I'm going to say it. There was a really super big missed opportunity here for all four of them to be wearing matching Gucci belts. Because they made an effort to all match, to the point that Natty and, I want to say, Dana? No, Mandy, wore the same belt. The exact same belt. So it's like, well, there could have been an opportunity there where, you know, Dana could have worn one, and Lana could have, like, popped a little Gucci in there, too, even though she was in this, like, latex dress thing. Actually, it wasn't latex. I think it was PVC. Anyway.
That's besides the point.
That doesn't matter. So there's that. I thought this was good. I thought this was interesting. You're kind of sitting there because there was a rumor flowing tonight that Raw may get a little redder here soon.
And it still may.
She could still come back. That a certain Little Miss All Red Everything could, you know, come back to WWE. And so she was there, or supposedly there tonight, or she was at least tweeting about it tonight. So it's like, is she going to come back? We don't know. And it's like, it would make sense that she could come back here, but it made more sense for her to show up in the Women's Battle Royal, which she did not. Because I think a lot of people were expecting her to, but she could show up later. They just probably have to work everything out and figure everything out if she's coming back, if they want her back. Like, I don't know. But yeah. So, I mean, this was fine. This was good. And then
Lars.
Why? Speaking of people coming back, and I don't mean offense to that, because I'm sure somewhere deep in his soul, maybe Lars is a good person. I want to believe he's a good person, but maybe not, just based on the news that came out over the weekend. I don't know. Why is he back?
Thank God he's on SmackDown. We can just ignore him.
But why is he back?
So Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke took on Natty and Lana. Mandy and Dana won their match. Afterwards, Natty was tired of dealing with Lana. She's done.
I don't think that's a huge surprise to anybody. They've been teasing the breakup now for a while. I think they tried to make this go better, and then things kind of went south for Lana on a lot of fronts, and they just basically killed the push, I think, in favor of the draft. I think that's what was really going on, was that I think there was always plans for Natty to leave and go to another show, or Lana to leave and go to another show. They can't be a tag team, so you have to split them up, so here you go. Put them on a losing streak. Yeah, done.
Backstage, Hurt Business was talking with Ricochet, and Ricochet said he had a proposition for them. He said he said that Apollo Crews could be drafted, and he was, and he'd be left alone. Ricochet, his fate would face any member of the Hurt Business, and if he wins, the beef is squashed. There's no more beef. But if he loses, he would join the Hurt Business.
So, big stakes.
So Cedric and Ricochet in a match tonight on Raw. Ricochet won via disqualification when MVP brought a chair into the ring. Ricochet got it. Referee was getting back up. He slapped the mat with the chair and then threw the chair at Cedric. He went down. Referee called for disqualification. Ricochet wins via Eddie Guerrero.
Nice, subtle little tribute, because Eddie's birthday was over the weekend. Really like this. This was good. This was really good. He pulled a fast one on the Hurt Business. Well played, Ricochet. Well played.
Let's see. What else happened on this show? Oh, yeah. So, Seth Rollins was saying his goodbye to Monday Night Raw. He's been drafted to SmackDown. He called it an end of an era, and it was the last time he appearing as a member of the Raw roster. They were losing a champion, and a man who conquered monsters, except the Fiend. Rollins said most glaringly the viewers are losing the greatest leader in Raw history. He wondered who could step up to fill his shoes. It won't be Ray and Dominic, because they've been drafted to SmackDown. Out came Jeff Nero Hardy. Came out. He said, if they're finding Lear, that's definitely... You know, Rollins said, if they're trying to find Lear, it's definitely not Hardy. Rollins told Hardy to get the hell out of his ring. Hardy said, Rollins was drafted to SmackDown while he was drafted to Raw, so it's, in a way, it's his ring now. Rollins told Hardy that he should be focused on the match against Lars Sullivan on SmackDown. Rollins told Hardy good luck and said he would need it, then started to leave. AJ Styles came out. They were friendly with each other, but AJ kind of toward Chapman saying, hey, this was never Monday Night Rollins. And then Seth is like, wait, what do you say, son? As he walked all the way back down the ringside. And then Jeff attacked them. And then Jeff Hardy challenged them to a triple threat tag team match. Triple threat match, you mean. Which is really
good. Close.
It was close. Really good match. AJ got the win after Elias showed up and whacked Jeff Hardy with a chair or a guitar. Elias explained afterwards that he doesn't forget that it was Jeff Hardy who supposedly ran him over and injured him many months ago, even though it was probably Sheamus.
It was probably Sheamus.
but no one knows. They're still looking for that assailant.
That mystery driver, they have no idea who it was. Looks around awkwardly. Yeah, I mean, this was really good. This was really entertaining. Slip aside, it was fine. I'm sad we're not going to get more of it. Potentially at Survivor Series we could, but this was very well done. I like this.
Monday Night Raw opened with Randy Orton. Randy's calling him out, and he's talking about everything that's been going on, and how they'll be locked inside Hell in a Cell together, and said, you know, last week, he accomplished something he didn't even realize. It's the first time Drew McIntyre was pinned in a year, almost. It's a big accomplishment. And he said he would do the same thing. He'll pin him inside Hell in a Cell. This brought out Drew McIntyre, and he probably said, hey, anytime we're in a building, we're going to fight, and we're going to fight right now. So they brawled a while. And they brawled backstage later in the show, even during the women's main event they brawled. They even brawled after the women's main event. And had to be pulled apart. Part two and Monday Night Raw.
I felt a little bad for the winner of the women's main event because her moment kind of got taken from her, but this was good, and I liked how they did this brawl because the guys that were pulling them apart, including our favorite authority figure, Adam Pearce, they were actually acting like they were straining to hold McIntyre and Orton back, and McIntyre and Orton were straining to get to each other. Like, they did a really nice job of, like, controlling the situation and making it look like it's just utter chaos at the same time. So, props to everybody involved in that, because that was very well executed. That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you do a pull-apart brawl.
But there was a women's main event. It was a dual brand battle royal. First shot of the Raw Women's Championship featuring Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, Billie Kay, Mandy Rose, Natalya, Lana, Dana Brooke, Nikki Cross, Liv Morgan, Ruby Riott, Bianca Belair, Peyton Royce, and Lacey Evans. Nia said she would win or her partner Shayna, but most likely her, and everyone started ganging up on the two of them. It would be Shayna eliminating Nia, which was, and then you also had a Nia and Tamina stare down because, you know, they like to do that in any sort of situation. Then it boiled down to the Riott Squad versus the Riott Squad, by the way, eliminated by Bianca. It was the final four were the Riott Squad, Natty and Lacey Evans. Natty and Lacey got rid of Morgan and Riott, who are now off the SmackDown. And Natty was impressive holding onto the ropes when she was over the top, which is good. It's a nice, impressive move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was. Yeah, that was good. Also, like, the Nia Tamina shit, you can tell that's the natural
big versus
pairing.
Big.
Yeah. Well, it's also family.
Family first, family big versus big. Now, go on.
Honestly, I wouldn't have minded seeing Nia go to SmackDown, just Nia and Tamina, just to be involved in the bloodline stuff that Roman has going on, where he kind of has a faction, where he kind of forms a faction.
Maybe. So, Natty eliminates Lacey, and I go, wait, the bell didn't ring. Why is that? Oh, wait, it's Lana, who was never eliminated, but was put through a table. Again. But Lana knocks Natty out, wins the battle royal. She gets her shot at the Raw Women's Championship, and Asuka is so shocked and amazed, and oh my god.
Like, this was good. I'm happy that they gave Lana a moment. I'm happy if that's, like, all the spots through the tables and her getting beat up and everything is leading to this, where it's kind of leading to this Phoenix Rising sort of thing. I hope that's what they do with her. I just hope they don't have Asuka just straight up kill her, because that's more than likely the scenario that's going to happen. Like, it's kind of funny, Asuka's reaction, because she's not confident. She's shocked, because it's like, wait, what?
Wait, what?
Because for a second, it's like, we're all like, oh, Natty won. That's awesome. And it's like, wait, Natty didn't win because they didn't ring the bell. There's somebody still in the match. And it's like, again, is this going to be where Eva Marie shows up, where she didn't come out initially? She's going to come out at the end and she's going to beat Natty to get a shot at Asuka. And we have the internet implode. And no, that's not the case. It was Lana who won. So I liked how they did this. And again, I didn't like how kind of Randy and Drew stole her moment from her because she's standing there victorious in the main event of Monday Night Raw. She's won this battle royal. She's outsmarted Lana, or I'm sorry, outsmarted everybody. And yeah, she's just having this moment. She's all smiles and there's Drew and Randy. And it's like, Lana, run. You've already been through a table once. Just go. Get out of there. But it's not really, it's not meant to be a highlight match, Le Mans. And I think the stuff from Mustafa Ali where he was supposed to explain himself tonight, I think that maybe got pushed to next week to have something for next week. I think it's just something where they're giving Lana a title opportunity. And it could be better than we thought. We think it's going to be.
Okay. To be fair to Lana, she's been in the ring with Natty a lot lately. Putting in the work.
She's been training. She's been doing a lot of training. And I will say, based on what we've seen of her, she has improved. So I would suspect that she and Asuka are going to have a decent match. I wouldn't call it a barn burner. No. We'll see.
But it'll be better than we expect.
I think it's going to be a lot better than we expect because Lana is actually very athletic. And I mean, from what I've seen of her in the past, it hasn't been god awful. Like, I've seen worse. And that's not meant to be an insult or anything like that to her. She was new and she was learning, right? So you cut her some slack because she's still learning. And, you know, they're so inconsistent in having her in the ring that it's like, well, she doesn't probably get a lot of opportunities to really practice in the ring. And now she's getting those opportunities because they're letting her wrestle because the one person that she is known for managing is gone. And they broke her up from Bobby Lashley to put Bobby Lashley in the Hurt Business. So they have to do something with her. And so they put her in a team with Lana. Or I'm sorry, with Natty. I'll get their names right one day. And they went from there. So, I mean, this is cool. I'm happy that they did this for her.
So there you go. But that's Monday Night Raw.
It is Monday Night Raw.
We'll break down the full entire draft. Thoughts, opinions, big shocks, big moments, and we'll probably have the full entire place where everyone is Thursday night on The Rack. 10 p.m. Eastern. You can check out The Rack Extra Reviews. WWE 2K Battlegrounds now available. WWE The Rack Extra Reviews, WWE Encyclopedia, new edition, now available. RackRadioShow.com. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's CB Radio, CBRadio.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. Sunday night, they'll be back to preview
Hell in a Cell.
10 p.m. Eastern on Wrestle Talk Radio. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. Twitter is facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can hit the purple rectangular button below the screen and just look at the panel below the screen, too.
Yes, look at the panel. Check it out.
Do what it says.
We can't officially start putting it out there for like a few more weeks, but this is...
On air. I can't talk about it yet on air for a week.
We can't talk about it yet.
But if you check the social channels, it's there too.
And it's wink, pretty wink. Smooth, if you ask me. So go check it out. Go do the thing. Please. Please.
Thanks. Tell your friends too.
Yeah, anyway, tell your friends.
Speaking of telling your friends, you can use creator code RocketSuck in the Fortnite item shop, hashtag epic partner.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias and on Twitch. At Lens Ward, LANSWRD.
So, it's been the Raw Post Show presented, as always, by MPG Films, youtube.com/MPG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack. I'm right back here for the Raw Post Show, live across the airwaves of Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at wildtalkradio.com and twitch.tv/WTRLive.
WildTalkRadio.com.